views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is your source where we explore our interconnected world every Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show. We have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, the environment, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, on March 1st, climate patriots set out from Los Angeles, California to walk 3,000 miles across America to Washington, D.C. Why? Well, to inspire action to resolve this climate crisis. This will be one of the largest coast-to-coast marches in American history. The goal of the March for Climate Action is to change the heart and minds of the American people, our elected leaders, and people across the world to act now. And I invite you to take a few deep breaths and sit back, relax, and listen and figure out what you can do to act now as I welcome my guest, Jimmy Betts. Jimmy is the program director for the Great March for Climate Action. He's dedicated to passionate, purposeful living with natural medicine in integrated settings, martial arts, personal cultivation through life arts, and his offbeat humor. Who more would you want to cheer up a bunch of marchers than someone like that? Jimmy has been teaching for over a decade and is facilitating the education and inspiration of all of these climate marchers over this next year. And I am so looking forward to talking more about this. So welcome, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
You're welcome. Hey, Jimmy, let's tell our listeners, let's start. You are in the middle of the Arizona. You are in the middle. You are in Arizona.
Yep.
Somewhere
yep.
Walking. Tell us where you're at.
Right now, I am on Highway 95 southbound, heading away from Parker, Arizona. And we're sort of on our way to Bouse, Arizona for over the next day or two.
Nice. How's the weather out there?
I think it's about 93 degrees is what I've been told. And, and it feels like 100. So, yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. It's that drier heat, so it's a little more tolerable. Wait till you get up here in Nebraska in July. I can't wait to talk to you then. Hey, Jimmy, one of the things that we do on the show is talk about this interconnected world and how all things are a part of one interconnected consciousness, an interconnected system, an interconnected creation. And I'm going to throw you for a loop before we talk about the march and just see. I know that climate action and this march is all about our connection to the environment. Can you talk, what does all things connected mean to you?
Oh, wow. That is an all-encompassing type of question, but I think that most would agree that we would not be here were not for our planet. So just in terms of the climate crisis issue, I believe that it is our, call it moral imperative, natural imperative to protect and maintain the planet, which has provided us with the human history to talk about. With all these debates that we have now that have nothing to do with the planet, we couldn't have these conversations without it, if that makes sense. So it was the precedent. It is still the precedent. And I think we need to be able to return to our roots in that regard. So all of us are connected to the same planet. And I think we need to acknowledge that in a more embodied, soulful way.
Ooh, I like that. Those are some of my buzzwords, embodied and soulful, and that is exactly what I hear when I look at the website and when I look at the different volunteers that are involved. So why don't we start and tell our listeners a little bit about the history of this? How did this Great March for Climate Action, which I love the term climate action, not climate change. We're really talking about getting our feet on the ground literally right now. So tell us a little bit about the history, the founders, how this got started, and what it's all about.
Oh, well, the founder, who's from Iowa, is Ed Fallon. And 1 year ago, so March 1st of 2013, he decided, based on his experience with the Great Peace March in 1986, to, again, address the most pressing concern for our current and probably the next few generations of humanity, and that would be the climate crisis. And again, it is not global warming, which is overused and underappreciated and then also misunderstood often, but climate change on a global setting, which affects every single person, and every single person in that regard has some stake in making a change both at a grassroots level as well as making sure that their politicians, their lawmakers are addressing it the same way. And again, starting with America as essentially a role model for the rest of the world, we really need to get ourselves in gear. We need to be on the same page, being united for maybe the greatest cause that our country, our nation, our world will face. From there, though, essentially, it's been a whirlwind of organization in order to get us mobilized on the ground for, again, March 1st of this past year. So just, 25 days ago in L.A. So we've been working and organizing and trying to figure out exactly what's going to be done in terms of our messaging, but also things like logistics, who's driving support vehicles, how are we getting food and water in the desert. All of these things are emergent processes that, again, we can plan for so much, but once we're on the ground, it's a whole other story.
Yeah, I love that the emergent process too, because really, who knows what beautiful, amazing things are going to come out of this project for you guys. So going day to day, you're just watching and the needs are taken care of, but you're meeting some amazing people along the way.
Yes.
You know, one of the things you've talked about the politics of this, and Ed Fallon was a former politician. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So part of the mission is not just to raise awareness with people, with like our listeners here on the line, but really you're doing this holistic thing and trying to touch almost everyone.
Yes. I guess to comment on that too, this is just important, again, in terms of emergent leadership, emergent organic creation of social change groups, it's an amazing, call it a social experiment, but also a model for how the country at large might be able to organize itself through the march. With that in mind, my original title when I first was signed on as a staff member was education director. But even that, it's too limited of a scope because, again, education is one component, but that doesn't imply and that doesn't necessarily motivate or inspire action, actually doing something about the pressing concerns that we're facing. So education and awareness, essential to what we're doing, but ultimately we want to create people, organizations, communities, a country that is willing and able and actually stepping forward to make some change. So just to clarify that as well, awareness is important, education is important, but the action is really the focus. It's the Great March for Climate Action, not for climate education or awareness. It's all of these things at the same time.
So you're more like a catalyst, and the whole organization is really catalyzing action clear across the country. Hey,
yes,
Jimmy,
yes.
How many marchers do you have?
Right now, I believe it's about 40, and there's sort of a natural ebb and flow as people leave and return or join throughout the march. But in terms of folks that have started from the very, very beginning and will be going all the way through from Wilmington, to Washington, D.C., I believe it's 31. But overall, we have, I believe, 250, maybe 260 now registered marchers who will be joining us for various lengths of time. and the inclusion of as many people as possible. Again, this is not just for numbers strictly, it's also for representation of different groups. So communities of faith, sort of global majority, call it communities of color as well. They need to be represented because, again, America is a very diverse place, but all of these groups are not always given a voice or provided a platform from which to speak.
That is brilliant. You know what? I want to talk a lot more about what kinds of people are marching with you and who are those 31 people that are making this really huge commitment. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. And when we come back, we're going to hear so much more about the Great March for Climate Action and who are these people doing this and what's a typical day like in the day of these marchers and volunteers. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Jimmy Betts, and we've been talking about the Great March for Climate Action. I want to let you listeners know you can get a hold of Jimmy and others and learn more about the march on climatemarch.org. That's climate.march.org. Before the break, Jimmy, we were talking about 31 people are going with you all the way. 3,000 miles, 31 of you. And I know before the show started, I asked how you were doing and if you were tired, and you're like, you're well conditioned now. You're on the 25th day, and I can't imagine what those days look like. But you have hundreds that will be joining you along the way. So tell us, what is a typical day like for you? How is this working?
Well, because every day is, in fact, a new day, even more so when you are marching across the country with, again, very passionate people with amazing, amazing skill sets that they'd offered to basically contribute to the course of the march. It also is very dependent on the weather and the distance that we need to travel in a day. Granted, we're in the desert and we're trying to represent a sustainable way of living. So again, walking through the Sonoran Desert or the Mojave Desert during peak sun hours between, you know, 2 and 4 in the afternoon, not ideal and not very sustainable or healthy. So in these cases, we're trying to get up earlier, sometimes as early as 5 a.m. to get on the road, or 6:30 or 7, so that, again, our 6 mile walk, or 6 mile rather, 6 hour walk doesn't bleed over into the hottest times of the day. So again, the morning is usually a flurry of activity, making sure that people are fed and have food packed for lunch, and then organizing support vehicles for water, as well as our really fancy, cool eco-commode system, which, again, provides essentially it's like a porta-potty, but it's a more sustainable method that allows for composting. So all these details, again, they're getting figured out more and more smoothly each day, but that's a typical morning, at least. So it's walking, doing support, making sure people are watered. And then once we find our camp, we have folks that make sure that the camp is a place that we can all stay and camp and, you know, clear of glass and obstacles, and making sure that trucks can park where needed. And then from there, it's usually meetings, enjoying company and having a little bit of R&R time. Granted, we're here for, again, climate action. So much of what we do is extremely dutiful. So people are doing multiple tasks at this point because we are a fairly small group to start out. But that also makes it so that we're really getting a deep understanding of community, as well as being able to support one another as we're doing this on a day-to-day basis. It's actually, I would say that even a few days to a week along the march is like learning or joining a family that becomes extremely connected in that short period of time because of the toils and the tasks that come along with even a single day of marching.
Mm. So, Jimmy, you have 3,000 miles, 6 hours a day, and how many days is that till you reach Washington, D.C.?
I think, what was it, 260-plus? I don't know. I don't even remember the exact number. All I know at this point is that we have been marching for 25 days.
Wow.
I also know that it is my mother's birthday today, so that helps out with that number, too.
Oh,
so,
tell her happy birthday.
I will, absolutely. She's in Nebraska right now, so... I am on marcher time, and that's kind of a term we've all sort of adopted at this point, because we don't necessarily know the day of the week anymore, but we know which day of the march it is. We know what we have to do, and we know that our mission still holds fast, throughout the course of, our walk from, day to day.
So the time and space just kind of disappears and you're in marcher time. Well, can you tell us a little bit, Jimmy? I am curious. Tell us about some of those 31 people. What kinds of people are really sacrificing this huge commitment to time and vocation and their lives to give that up and to be there? What kinds of people? Can you tell us any stories of who's there?
Sure. I'll try. And it's, you know, even me telling someone else's story, it doesn't do their story justice, but I'll try and synopsize as best I can. We kind of have a breakdown in demographic between sort of folks who are older and retired, and then also folks who are either fresh out of high school or fresh out of their undergrad in college. So I kind of fall in the middle of that group in sort of a strange sort of limbo section, but a lot of folks have graduated from their university programs and know that, you know, we're aware that's what's going on. So instead of pursuing an immediate career in something that they may have gone to school for, they're taking time off specifically to make sure that they actually have a career or a future for, again, their children, the people who come after them. At the same time, the folks who are in the older demographic, they maybe already have children and grandchildren. They want to make sure that world is still a livable place for them. In terms of the different sacrifices people have made, I know more than one person has put their own career on hold. Some have actually discontinued a family business that has been around for 2 or 3 generations in order to conduct themselves in the Great March for Climate Action. In terms of my own personal experience, I've held off on pursuing a master's degree program because, again, I look at it like this, you know, formal institutionalized education will be there. But this opportunity to act and to mobilize our country and the world, it's the time to do it now. It's just a difference in priority at this point. And everyone who is on the march right now has been able to prioritize a much greater view of the world, just a broader expanse that sets aside their own personal strivings for something that will allow them to actually pursue them in the future if they choose to. So it's a lot of that. A lot of people have left their families, granted not left them, but but with anticipation of returning to them. But again, they feel strongly enough that, you know, they need to do what they can with the time we have available.
I'm just in awe when I think about the whole process and all of those people in that commitment. It just really warms my heart to think that people will do that for the collective. It's really quite amazing. And then you have, so those are those 31 that are really committed to this huge, almost year-long process. And then you have hundreds of other people joining at spaces, giving you a day at a time, a week at a time, or more than that. How are you coordinating those people? And how can, if someone out there listening says, I want to march when they come to Colorado or Nebraska, what would they do? Who do they, how does that work?
Sure. Well, right now, because we are trying to organize, you know, a vast number of people at this point, the Facebook page is okay for announcements and things related to where we are on our route. But for those who are really interested in getting involved directly with assisting marchers on the ground, with allies, finding groups that are looking to support and offer resources potentially, and just promote. Again, it's social media, social networking is absolutely a boon for all of us. As it pertains to the march, but only if it's organized. So that's one way that we're trying to get people to get connected. And that on Facebook, it should just be listed under marchers and virtual marchers. And it's open to whoever is interested. And we would definitely want to be able to connect anyone, whether they're on the route or not, because it is vitally important that we have communities that are supporting the march, as well as being able to get better support in theory as a platform by way of the march. So it's always going to be something that is a collaborative experience. There's nothing that I want to do that requires us to come in and tell people how they need to live their lives, because that is not the point. The point is to create action amongst communities that will be able to affect the greater whole.
So Jimmy, we have a lot of listeners up in the Northeast right now, and they are really not on the route. However, if they wanted to, they could organize and create an event or support you virtually or support you financially or whatever. How else could volunteers get involved?
Well, that's another interesting point, too, in terms of marching, because marching is a great way to support. There could be instances of solidarity marches. At the same time, we have folks that are planning on organizing a few buses to carry marchers to meet our route at the closest available point. The other options might include, once we get closer to the Northeast, I wouldn't be opposed to organizing a few of our marchers to actually travel to events that are being hosted by these communities as well. The opportunities and options are endless. It's now just a matter of organizing, making sure that we're on the same page so we can support one another's efforts. Because, again, we are all in this together. We are connected inextricably, whether we acknowledge it actively or not. And through the march, at least from my own experience and from my own directive, it's, yes, we are, in fact, together on this. And even if you deny it, it doesn't change that fact. And again, being able to act upon that is ultimately what we're looking for. Again, marching is one thing. Another idea, too, is if you are connected to our Marchers and Virtual Marchers Facebook group, it makes it easier to network with people that might be in the same situation. So, for example, we're not necessarily going to the Pacific Northwest either, but we have been able to get a lot of support, media attention, and again, marchers who may not have known about it beforehand that are now registered marchers who are now on the march with us. So we do have a few folks from New York State as well, and a few from Boston, actually, Massachusetts. So really being able to connect people is what we are all about at this point. So, you know, if people have interest in joining in any way they can, we want to be able to facilitate that as best as we can.
Great. So there's a lot of different ways that people can get involved. And I just want to remind people, we just have a few minutes here before break. And so what you were referring to with Facebook is you do have a Facebook fan page, which is the Great March for Climate Change. But what you're talking about is the Marchers and Virtual Marchers group page. And people can go on and join, and they'll get the intimate workings of what's going on in your day-to-day there and be able to connect up with other people. So I'm just going to remind people before the break again, you can find more about the march at climatemarch.org, www.climatemarch.org. And there's so much more to talk about. I can't wait to hear a few more things that I got up my sleeve here for Jimmy. So stay with us. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I am Dr. Julie Kroll talking with Jimmy Betts, and I'm so happy to really get the information out about the Great March for Climate Action. And Jimmy, one of the things that I've noticed, and I wonder if there's anything significant, but a lot of our most famous marches were instigated in the month of March. Is there anything to that? Do you know?
Well, we kind of have been having that discussion as well. And again, I like to use the story that isn't actually probably true that, oh, yeah, it's actually called March because so many marches have started in that month. but I know the Great Peace March as well as the Great March for Climate Action both started in March. So at this point, though, I'm not entirely sure of all that history. So.
Okay.
We're making history right now,
nice.
Though.
Yes. So, you know, I would like to know some of the personal things that are happening behind the scenes. I know you're building deep community with this group. You're all becoming you are very passionate, or you wouldn't be there. But you're sharing, you're doing it. What has been the highlight of the march so far for you, Jimmy?
Oh, that's almost an impossible question you've just asked. At least impossible for me to answer. But at least in terms of the beginning of the march within the past 25 days, the conversations we've had, the interactions with children just 2 days ago, actually in the past day while we've been in Parker at the Parker Indian Rodeo Association grounds where they've allowed us to camp, we had interactions with some absolutely amazing local children, indigenous children. And basically, they came into camp. They just came to visit us because, again, very well put together community here, very close-knit, so that we pretty much showed up and everybody knew who we were. The kids felt comfortable and they came to camp, and we were able to play some music and have fun and share food. We actually were able to get some of the kids some kid-sized T-shirts that they were able to wear to school that day as well. But ultimately, it really reflected so well on the families, essentially the whole community of Parker itself, through these children, and just having that close personal connection with them. It also gave us inspiration that we may or may not have needed at the time, but again, helping us to see that, you know, the future of our very existence, these kids are one of those reasons. We need to be able to continue on, and those moments like that are just very, very difficult to capture. But, you know, living them and seeing them is really what we're about.
I love that. I imagine you are going to have a lot of highlights. And one of the things that's really beautiful about the whole campaign is the blogging. There's some really beautiful stories that people are sitting down and sharing with people. What's been the most difficult part for you, or challenging part for you, Jimmy?
On a personal level, or more on the march as a whole type level?
Well, I'm thinking personal at this point, but I'd like to hear stories of both, actually.
Sure. Well, personally for me, it's something where whenever you get a bunch of people together who have very similar interests, but again, varying backgrounds, it can be a challenge organizing. And the biggest thing right now is making sure that we have a system that works first, and then also make sure that it can be scaled up as we get more people. Because again, that's our biggest thing right now, is we do in fact need more marchers on the ground, just as much as virtual marchers. But in terms of making sure that all of our logistics jobs are met well, and then all that our outreach goals in terms of interacting with communities in a really kind of salient way, but also a tangible way. We want that one-to-one experience with communities, not just large-scale lecture or seminar. We actually want to engage in discussion. So having more people who understand why we're doing this and on the road with us, it'll definitely build our ability to inspire and motivate. Overall, though, on a personal level, I did injure my back, so that's been a trial for me, because if anything in the world bothers me, it's actually being unable to do all the things that I normally do. And I'm a very active person. I like moving my body. I like being able to be there for other people. But in a certain respect, whenever that type of thing happens, an injury tends to lead one back to reflection and a little slowing down, which again, it's been a flurry of activity, and I know I've sort of been at the epicenter of that. A lot of things have been going on in the past month. It feels like years, honestly, at this point. But I wouldn't change it for the world, you know, injuries included. You know, it was an essential part of my experience and my journey at this point, and it's all very well worth it.
So that was one of my questions for you is injuries and health. And,
yes.
You know, you mentioned keeping people hydrated and what have you, but do you have a team there to tend to the marchers? How does all of that work?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a medical team. It includes myself, because I do have a medical background and licensure. We also have a physical therapist from Des Moines, Kimberly Foley, who is absolutely amazing at what she does. And again, very good at sharing knowledge. And also there's so much training and skill sharing that is going on so that people who normally maybe wouldn't know the basics can understand how to do these things for themselves as well. So self-care and self-training and being able to be more aware of the body, especially if you're experiencing weather extremes, water extremes, it's been essential. So we do have a team that is set up. We have a medical vehicle. We have some supplies, but again, we're working on getting more. That's, again, resources are always kind of in a crunch, so we're trying to work with what we have. In terms of other things, for example, one of our spirit walkers, who, again, I'll quickly define, a spirit walker is somebody who will be walking every single step of the way from Los Angeles to D.C. Without compromise. And one of those amazing people is Steve Martin, who is from Kentucky. But he was walking earlier. He was marching, rather. He was marching on a huge blister on the ball of his foot that he left too long, essentially. And it was extremely raw. We have photos online. Again, be mindful of maybe not be eating something at the time when you look at these photos. But it's something that I had to address directly because I have experience doing it. And nobody else really did at the time. So I was able to dress the wound and make sure that it was clean because he was going to walk on it regardless. He would have walked his foot off if we would have let him, but I didn't want him to do that because that would have put him out of the game potentially a week later. So, and now he's back on the road. He didn't miss a day, and he had the whole marches, the whole camp's support in doing that. So it's truly amazing. So we heal. It's a miraculous experience to be on the march. Another person, Bob Cook, who is a retired minister, had diabetes when he started. No longer. So things like that have just been happening spontaneously. But again, it's something that it doesn't surprise me, if that makes sense. It's something that will happen when you are allowing yourself to do good work.
That's wonderful. It doesn't surprise me as well. And yes, I did see pictures of him walking on crutches too. So yes. What a trooper. Yes. What a trooper. That's amazing. Well, the dedication is definitely there. You can tell that through your spirit walkers and through all the other people coming in. Now, I know your route, you go through 12 states and you're coming up from Arizona and what have you, but you mentioned Phoenix in a couple days. What's going to be happening in Phoenix for you?
Oh, well, we have a Great March for Climate Action rally. That will be on basically the 7th, which is a Monday from 4 to 6. And it's something where it's our first major big city rally where we will be in charge of sort of designing a program and doing outreach and finding representative speakers from the state of Arizona and Phoenix specifically. But, again, trying to get representation of the different organizations, the different groups of color, indigenous and tribal nations, as many that we can include in the conversation and dialogue. Additionally, we'll plan on having marchers that will be visiting a few schools that are specifically interested in having marchers there. And then also possibly, again, we're trying to hold an environmental justice global majority panel as well that includes some of these representative speakers while they're available to us. So there's all sorts of things in the works for that day. So again, that'll be more available on both the Marchers and Virtual Marchers group, as well as posted on the Facebook page. So for updated information, that's a great way to find out.
Great. You know, there are, I imagine that spontaneous emergent programming is going to occur throughout the whole route. And so I just want to remind our listeners again, you can find out more on the website, which is www.climatemarch.org. The Facebook page is Great March for Climate Action. And then there's the Facebook group, and you're free to join that. This is an inclusive group. I love that about them. And the Facebook group is Marchers and Virtual Marchers. So check them out. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about our Mama Earth and why should we even care. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll and we've been talking with Jimmy Betts from the Great March for Climate Action. And I just want to remind listeners that you can find out more on our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for upcoming shows, the old archives, and links to all of these important guests, just like Jimmy and the Great March. And so next week we have coming up another campaign related to this, which is the Love Water campaign. I can't wait to talk to the folks at Unify about the Love Water campaign. It's going to be a great show as well. So stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected, where we continue the conversation. And before we close, I want to make sure that if anyone out there is interested in supporting this, there are other ways they can do that with fundraising and donations and what have you. So, Jimmy, before we talk about our beautiful Mother Earth and our climate, tell us, how can our listeners support you through donations?
Oh, yes. Well, no, thank you for letting me speak about that a little bit. At this point, each individual marcher has a CrowdRise account, a CrowdRise profile, wherein donors, wherever they may be, can offer up their support monetarily through the internet. So that can be found on our Facebook page, and again through individual marcher Facebook accounts as well. All the links should be there to our CrowdRise.com. Fundraisers. So, and that's essential. Every single marcher is responsible for their fundraising efforts as well. So each person pays, I believe it's about $20 per day in order to do this. So, and again, it's fundraising, it's personal investment. So it's stuff that people can pay out of pocket sometimes, but a lot of folks are working through it as best they can right now. So the need is always there, and we definitely need that support overall for equipment, among other things, but water, food, general provisions, and anything you can think of, we probably need a little bit of help from as many people as we can get.
Excellent. So local folks can get together, create a fundraiser, and support you in a lot of different ways. And there's a direct link right on your website that people can click on and donate right there as well. Yep. So excellent.
We're more than
you are dependent on
parties,
others for all of these things during this time.
Yes.
All righty. You know, Jimmy, I saw a poster on Facebook that was, it was really touching, and it talked about, you know, from California to D.C., and it said, "Mom is dying." And what an evocative poster for me. It really touched me. And I want to talk just a little bit about why should we even care? I know you're passionate about this. So tell us what's going on with climate, and why should listeners tune in and really care about this?
Well, one thing that I think is very misunderstood is just the idea of climate change. It isn't just one thing. It's many, many, many different things that resonate with different people in different ways. And whether your interest is in fracking, whether it's in water conservation or even water wastage when it comes down to it, it could be tar sands. It could be related to something like chemtrails. It could be related to our food supply. All of these things are contributing and representing climate change in our world, not just our country, but we are trying to start, again, from a local perspective, interacting with these communities, because every single issue, every single problem related to climate change, it is able to present itself differently based on the community, based on the biome, basically based on the region that you're living in. It does change it from time to time. So that's why we are trying to connect with communities to find out what exactly are your challenges, and how can we best represent you to our politicians if we need to do it that way? If we're bringing this to Washington, D.C., what type of massive wave of support, of solidarity, of concern and action can we provide in that direction to help? Again, we're trying to save the planet. We're saving the world. We're saving our futures, the futures of our children and our children's children. It goes so far beyond what we can actually conceive right now, but part of that is involving as many people and communities in this conversation as possible, so we do have a message, something that is tangible, that we can hand forward, that we expect and require action on. Not tomorrow, not the next day, right now. We're marching now. We're not marching later.
Wow. And the action then can look a lot of different ways for a lot of different people.
Yes.
And what you're doing is you're collecting that as you go. That's another emergent process for you. You're talking to the people, you're talking about their concerns. And I love it, from fracking to, I'm sure, plastic bottles in the ocean. You're talking about everything and how everything is affecting the whole. What's your personal passion, Jimmy? What really gets you going when we talk about climate?
Oh, well, mine may be a little more esoteric, but again, it's practical. It does come down more to being able to use what one needs to use, not more than one needs. It comes down to being able to provide service to humanity in whatever way possible. But again, that's sort of a social / ecological responsibility. It comes down to environmental and climate justice. It comes down to representation and consensus. It's all of these things that are integrating humanity with the planet. And there's such a divide at this point, at least in the broader scheme of things, with those who make larger decisions and don't make them well. They don't take into factor the human component as well as the earthly, the ecological component. So I don't know if I want to use the term spirit, but trying to integrate those two together. So again, they aren't dissimilar, and they are definitely not disconnected. But as we perceive them in our society now, we try to divide the two, and I think that's a large part of the problem. So call it finding a spiritual oneness with our nature, our environment, the very soil from which we've been able to thrive as a race. It's important for us to reconnect with that in order to understand that there is something wrong that we need to act upon.
That's beautiful. You know, on our show, we talk about that interconnectedness so much in a lot of different venues with a lot of different guests. And really to look at our Mama Earth as an interdependent system. I mean, we need her for our food and our water and our fresh air. And we're all a part of this one whole being in a way. And so I love how you put that. If you could create a billboard, one billboard, and it was the most important thing that you could say or that you wanted to shout to the world, what would you put on that billboard?
I would want to shout to the world. Well, I have a slogan that is mainly for the march and also for, again, the basis kind of for what this is, and it's sort of the fossil fuel dependence. So the carbon footprint, which is, again, all buzzwords, but all point to the same thing, climate change being essentially expedited through our overconsumption of fossil fuel products. But one was more footprint, less carbon. So something of that nature, something simple, something that ties it back to foot meeting ground, soil and humanity coming together in order to reduce our impacts, in order to reduce our consumption, in order to reduce our waste. So something simple, something concise, something that resonates with every single step.
Mm. You know, thank you, Jimmy. This has been a delight to talk to you. And I know having our feet on the ground, literally like you are, for thousands and thousands of footsteps for 3,000 miles, we know the earth heals our bodies too. It's a huge part of good medicine for us to really get our feet on the ground. And you're talking about some of these miracles that are happening along the way with healing as well. So it all ties together. I love your story, and I'm looking forward to watching you and following the progress of the march.
Well, Jimmy, you know, Julie, you are with us every single step of the way. Just know that. Just know that every listener out there, you are with us every single step of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great thing. And, you know, I love the soulful embodied part of this. It can be very left brain in a political discussion, but when we really let go and relax into this whole topic, there's this visceral knowing inside of us that this is essential and this is important. And you know, the action is really a part of our responsibility just to hook up ourselves with Mama Earth again. That's so important. So thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. I appreciate you being here and being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Julie. I appreciate the absolute gift you've provided us by being able to share with you today.
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna keep track of your progress, and hopefully we'll have you on when later down the road as well. And listeners, thank you for tuning in today. I want to remind you, every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, we're right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week. We'll see you right back here next week, and make connection your intention to live into your wholeness. See you next week.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us.